Sunny 101.5. And you know what the funny thing is? You think I'm making this up.
Yeah, I think you're joking.
I'm not. She's very proud of her mom. Yeah, proud mom's talking about her daughter getting straight A's on her report card.
Yeah, she came home with 4 A-pluses and 2 A's and didn't mention it. Like, just sat the report card there and went about her day.
And I said, back in my day, if I came home with straight C's, my parents took me to Dairy Queen.
I said I would have come in the house screaming, like, look.
I ain't kidding you either.
Jack's like, yeah, straight C's. They took me to Dairy Queen. That was a huge celebration.
Banana split for me.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is actually good. If it's, I had a teacher, right? Oddly enough, that taught the radio segment of high school. She had this key ring because she did the radio program. She did the theater program. She did the speech team. So she had a key ring that was massive. And you'd ask, she goes, I'll just grab my keys. It's, you know, it's the gold one.
Uh-huh.
They're all gold. So what you can do is, Jack, go home, grab your nail polish.
Yes.
And you can actually use your nail polish to color code the keys.
Ah, so, that's right.
You know, a green one would be for, the shed. Or,
as long as you don't.
What?
And as long as you don't forget it, right?
Yeah, as long as you don't forget.
Do that, and I'd get a phone call. Hey, what
key?
Was the green one for the shed, or was that for the the front door, or?
But that's it.
But you can use your nail polish, and I'm guessing, and Trace, you can back me up that you don't just have a few colors. You probably have a few different varieties of colors.
With two young girls, you have a whole basket full.
So you can now use those colors just not too fond of anymore.
I just won't remember which color corresponded to what.
That wasn't the life hack. It was just helping to organize it, okay?
Okay.
Exactly. So, we were talking about school or exams and, how to do better. And, sometimes, it's stressful being a kid. I know we don't remember how stressful it could be to take an exam, but
I do.
Yeah, you do. Jack experiences that every time I give a
every time she hands out the chick flick script, I feel like I'm in school and you're handing. I know you didn't study. There's your test.
Well, anyway, one way to actually boost your test score, and this surprised me, is experts say just writing down your worries before taking an exam, writing down what you're worried about and what parts of the test you're worried about, or just your worries in general about that test.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that, or experts say that boosts your test score.
Okay. Keep that in mind. When you're doing your nails, Tracy.
Okay. Yeah.
Use Elmer's glue around your nail. Let it dry. And then go crazy with the nail polish. Peel off the glue and you'll reveal a perfectly manicured.
Go crazy.
Just go crazy with it. You don't have to even worry about staying in the lines or anything. Just take off the glue and there they are.
Perfect polish.
Perfectly manicured nails.
Nice.
How did I know this? I have no idea.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.